She was probably in her late 50s or early 60s, but her high cheekbones and dewy complexion gave her the kind of timeless beauty that only softened with age. Her fingers continued snapping the beans, but her hazel eyes never left Evangeline. "I'm looking for a Mrs. Blanchard, Nella Blanchard."
"Well, you found her. And who are you?"
"I'm Detective Thoreau." Evangeline opened her ID and held it up. The woman squinted as she read aloud. "New Orleans Police Department." She looked a little taken aback. "Now what in the world would the New Orleans Police Department want with me?" "I'm hoping you can answer some questions for me," Evangeline said. "I was down in Torrance yesterday. The sheriff there told me that you're related to Mary Alice LeMay. A cousin, I believe he said." The hazel eyes flickered as the silence stretched out like a thin, quivering wire. "He said you're the one who made the call to the station that morning." A subtle change came over the woman's features then. It was like watching a storm cloud sweep across the sun.
"I don't like thinking about that day, much less talking about it."
"I can understand that," Evangeline said softly. "Not many days go by that I don't think about it, though." "It must be a painful memory for you."
"You have no idea."
She glanced down the steps, her eyes wary beneath the brim of her hat.
"All that happened a long time ago," she said.
"I know. But the murder of those little boys may be connected to a more recent homicide here in New Orleans." She tried not to react, but Evangeline could see the shock in her eyes, and then the confusion.
"I don't see how that could be."
"There were two little girls left alive that day."
"Ruth and Rebecca."
"That's right." Nella looked out over the yard. Evangeline could see her eyes moving along the sidewalk, lifting to the sky, watching the dark cloud coming ashore. A few drops splattered against the porch steps and on Evangeline's bare arms. The rain was cool and bracing, and closing her eyes, she turned her own face to the sky. When she glanced at the porch again, Nella was staring back at her. She had the strangest look on her face, as if something had caught her by surprise.
"Can you tell me about them?"
Evangeline asked. Nella's eyes searched her face.
"They were beautiful," she said, "like angels."
"Could you walk me through what you saw that day? I know it's been a long time, but just tell me what you remember." She set the plastic bowl on the porch and straightened. For a moment, Evangeline thought the older woman had chosen not to speak with her, but then she realized that Nella was lost in thought. Her eyes grew distant and her facial muscles slackened as she worked her way back in time. And then she shuddered deeply.
"The first thing I noticed was the silence. All those children and there wasn't any racket at all. It was unnatural, like the stillness of a tomb."
Slowly, she took Evangeline through the story. Her recollection of that day so vivid that Evangeline could picture the scene in her mind as they walked from room to room, searching for some sign of the children. Evangeline had been in that house the day before, so she knew those rooms. She knew the quiet of that house, the eerie echo of all those tormented whispers and screams.
"When I came back into the hallway, I heard a sound coming from the room beneath the stairs. I opened the door and found one of the girls inside. I didn't know which one she was, though. They looked so much alike, I was never able to tell them apart."
"Where was the other girl?"
"I didn't see her until I went upstairs. She was at the end of the hallway, and when she came toward me, I noticed that she had blood on her clothes. I asked her if she was hurt, but she said Jacob had got the blood on her when he grabbed her dress. I asked her then if Jacob was hurt, and she said, 'I'll never forget this.' She said, 'Jacob doesn't hurt anymore.' That's when it hit me, the realization of what Mary Alice had done. And all I could think was that I had to get those two little girls out of there before she came back. No matter what, I had to save them.